From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, May 4th, 2017. I'm Philip Gray. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Daily Mail that a recent study found that second homeowners have a major impact on the Greene County economy. Homes owned by part-time residents make up 27% of Greene County's housing stock. According to the Greene County Second Home Owner Study, conducted by a consulting firm based in Saratoga Springs, 3,400 in-county jobs have been created to provide products and services to the second homeowner market. The part-time residents spend $135 million a year at county businesses and are the source of approximately $53.7 million in property tax revenue and $3.4 million in sales tax revenue. 33% of those who participated in the survey said they chose the region based on the environment, while 26% chose the area based on its location. The majority of the survey respondents were between the ages of 55 and 64 and report an annual income of between $50,000 and $99,999. Carl Heck, Community Development Specialist with Economic Development Planning and Tourism for Greene County, said, and I quote, "Retail sales per capita in Greene County are above the state average, and that is certainly from the extra spending that is coming from the second homeowners," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Carrie Allen is reporting in the Chatham Courier that the North Chatham United Methodist Church has launched the Get the Bell Well campaign to raise money needed to repair its bell and belfry. It has been more than a year since the bell atop the 150-year-old church has rung. Church trustee Carol Morley said, and I quote, "People in the hamlet miss the sound of the bell. It's a sound people are used to hearing," end quote. The belfry has been compromised by water damage, bats, birds, and time, she said. The bell weighs approximately 1,200 pounds and dates back to 1866. It will be restored by David Gabignaro of Classic Restorations in North Chatham. The church is looking at grant opportunities to fund the project and is also in the process of setting up a GoFundMe page. A presentation on the restoration plan will be made on Saturday, May the 6th, at a pancake breakfast to be held at the church. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Legislature is contemplating the use of video arraignments as a cost savings and efficiency measure. The topic arose during a recent workshop meeting around the new Greene County Jail project. Video arraignments allow anyone taken into custody to answer charges in a town or village hall and face a judge through services like Skype or Facebook. The practice prevents the necessity of transporting people to a suitable arraignment court, thereby reducing the amount of driving time for law enforcement. And all information is digitized, so a clerk is not required to be present. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "It frees up the arresting officer, it reduces paper flow," end quote. However, video arraignments are not in use anywhere in New York right now, with no immediate indication of when the practice may be adopted. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Governor Andrew Cuomo's plan to mandate municipalities bring ideas for shared services before voters has reached local leaders. Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis explained the issue at the town's May 2nd meeting, which was broadcast and is archived at WGXC.org. Three candidates, Stephen Mitchell Bricey, Michael Flynn, and Antonio Delgado, have previously filed paperwork to run for New York's 19th congressional district against incumbent John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook. On April 28th, six Democrats turned out to talk about their early campaigns for the Democratic nomination at the Greene County Democrats' 16th annual Salute to FDR at the Pegasus Restaurant in Cooksackie. Mostly, though, Jeff Beals from Saugerties, Patrick Ryan, Sue Sullivan from Oswego County, Bricey, Flynn, and Delgado wanted to talk about Faso and how they disagree with him. The New York State Thruway Authority announced on May the 2nd that work on the rock along I-87 Thruway between Catskill and Cooksackie will occasionally stop traffic. The Thruway will grind to a halt at 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday, beginning May 3rd and continuing through mid-July, and there will be temporary closures. A press release from the Thruway Authority says, and I quote, Police will perform a rolling stop and hold northbound and southbound traffic for up to 15 to 20 minutes to allow construction work near the roadway to be safely performed. Northbound traffic will be held north of Exit 21 at Catskills Route 23, and traffic will be able to get off the thruway at Exit 21 in Coxsackie north on 9W. Southbound traffic will be held south of Exit 21B and will be able to exit onto Route 9W as well, end quote. The thruway is eliminating median rock slopes where rocks and vegetation could fall and reach the roadways. The thruway has a temporary highway advisory radio on 1610 AM to advise motorists of impending stoppages. Debbie Mayer reports in the Columbia paper that John Kukan was appointed to the Germantown Board to replace Matthew Phelan, who resigned in March. Kukan is, and I quote, a principal in Kukan Brothers LLC, a family-owned hay and grain farm on Route 9, and a member of the Comprehensive Plan Review Committee, end quote, and his term only lasts until December. The Germantown Board also set a Tuesday, May 16th public hearing for comment on Local Law 2 of 2017, which would amend the town's zoning law to regulate commercial event venues. After the public hearing, the proposed law has to pass through the Planning Board and Zoning Board of Appeals. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting areas of frost before 7 a.m. today. Otherwise, there will be increasing clouds with a temperature high near 62 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of showers mainly after 3 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 44. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, there'll be rain with a temperature high near 55 degrees. Friday night showers are likely, mainly before 2 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 52. And on Saturday, a chance of showers, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with the temperature high near 64 degrees. And Saturday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 p.m. Then a chance of showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 44. Sunrise today was at 5:45 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:58 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 4th day of May, 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.